This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Matt Bloom. The Denver Broncos are trading for a new quarterback. ESPN reports Russell Wilson will lead the team's offense next year. He comes to Denver after playing 10 years for the Seattle Seahawks, where he won one Super Bowl, beating the Broncos in 2014. The deal's contingent on Wilson waiving a no-trade clause in his contract and passing a physical. In exchange, the Broncos are reportedly giving up a slate of draft picks and three players, including quarterback Drew Locke. Soon, more Colorado school children will be driven to school in low-emissions buses. CPR education reporter Jenny Brundine has more.
Four school districts in the state won federal money to replace old diesel school buses with newer low-emission buses. The $500,000 award will fund 27 clean school buses to reduce particulates, nitrogen oxide, and other harmful pollutants. School districts are allowed to purchase cleaner-burning diesel, gas, propane, compressed natural gas, or electric buses. In the coming weeks, the Environmental Protection Agency plans to announce a new $5 billion clean school bus program to replace even more existing school buses with low or zero emission school buses. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
Work on the new Pikes Peak Summit complex is taking longer and costing more to finish than expected. Colorado Springs city officials blame supply chain disruptions. They say an increase in the cost of materials means it'll be an additional $500,000 to pay for contract extensions and keep shuttle buses running during the high traffic season this summer. The city has invested about $60 million in the project so far, and the money comes from a designated project fund. In Denver and Boulder today, mostly sunny with highs around 40, slightly colder in Colorado Springs. Snow is in the forecast for the Front Range tomorrow. This is CPR and KRCC.